Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
Hallelujah. We're trying to get it right here. Praise God. Praise God. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, praise God, of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, where we come forth to you on today, praise God, to continue forth with bringing you the Word of God that we read out of the King James Version, praise God, of His Holy Word. Excuse me for the mild technical difficulties that began in the beginning, but we thank you that you're staying strong with us as we continue forth with this spectacular anointed Bible reading. In the name of Jesus. Once again, if you will, I want to acknowledge, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, where we come forth once again Monday through Friday with the reading of God's Holy Word. We come forth on Sunday at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time, 2 B.A. for any other thing that might change. But we come with the Word, an anointed Word of God. And we thank God for those that have been supporting us and being with us through the years, through the times, and even through this point of pandemic, we continue to bring forth hope and strength and prayer, trusting that God will, can, and has already provided us and delivered us in Jesus' name. Once again, we come forth to say hello to those that are in Malaysia. Praise God to our listeners out in Japan and those that are out there in Israel. Praise God. We thank God for those that are in Indonesia and many other European nations listening to our radio broadcast, David and Diane. We also recognize, praise God, those that are in Canada, those that are in Jamaica, praise God. We also, of course, have to acknowledge our homeboys and homegirls, our brothers and sisters here in the United States. Amen. God bless each and every one of you, those that are out there on the East Coast and those that are out there on the West Coast. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We thank you for taking the time to come forth to hear the Word of God. You didn't have to do it, but we thank God that He has a word or a listening that He wants you to hear. For as we know in the Word of God, He says that faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. We only are coming to you for an hour out of your time. And we're not going to prolong you any further. Once again, we thank God for you coming forth to listen to us. And I want to first and foremost give God praise, all honor and glory. And then I honor my wife also. And as we go forth, praise God, once again, we want to remember those that are sick and shut in, those that are less fortunate than ourselves. And we just thank God, just to thank Him that we're able to on today. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, recognizing in Jesus' name that you sit high and you look low upon all of these thy people. For we come forth on today, Lord God, acknowledging you for being the way, the truth, and the life. And we know that only through accepting Jesus Christ as our Savior are we going to see the light. We thank you, Lord God. We give you praise, truly honor, and glory as we continue to move forward, pressing on towards the mark. We ask that you continue to be with us. We pray for those that are less fortunate than ourselves. We pray for the sick and the shut in. We pray for those as well who are incarcerated or going through some type of major or situation of, Father, of autopsy or a healing or a surgery or whatever it might be. We pray that the truth comes forth and the understanding of what it is that you're enabling us to be able to overcome. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your power. In the name of Jesus, amen. Once again, praise God, praise God, praise God. We come forth out of the book of 2 Peter. We're reading now out of the second epistle of Peter. Now, we had already began reading Peter on yesterday evening after we read 1 Peter, but we're going to go start over again in 2 Peter. Amen. And we're going to read it completely through without any interruptions, God willing. And once again, we do want to thank you for joining us on this evening. And we just have a powerful weaving coming forth. Let us read. 2 Peter, chapter 1, let us read.
Simon
Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ, our Lord. According as his divine power hath given us unto all things that pertain unto life, the godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us accordingly great and precious promises, that by these they might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you, and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he has purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an instance shall be ministered unto you abundantly unto the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you away in remembrance of these things, though you know them and be established in the present truth. Ye, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor till they may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were ever eyewitness of his majesty, for he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the glory, when there came excellent glory, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And his voice, which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well, that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, unto the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy cannot in an old time by the will of man, but holy men of God speak as they were moved as by the Holy Ghost. 2 Peter chapter 2. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who pray that they shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring unto them sales with destruction. And many shall follow their promiscuous ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of, and through covetousness shall they with feign words make merchandise of you, whose judgments now of a long, long time lingereth not, and thy damnation slumbereth not. For if God spare not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a teacher of righteousness, bringeth in the flood unto the world of ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with the overflow, making them an example unto those that should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for the righteous man dwelling among them, and seeing the hearing, vexed his righteousness. So from day to day with the unlawful deeds, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of the uncleanness, and despise judgment, presumptuously of thee, shall wield they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities, whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, having not really an accusation against them before the Lord, but these as natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed, speaking evil in the things that they understood not, and shall utterly perish and their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to rot it in daytime, spots they are, and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceiving while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, a heart they have exercised with covetousness practices. Cursed children, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam and son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumbass, speaking with man's voice, forbid the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with the tempest, and whom the mist of darkness in reverence serves, and forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness. Those that were clean escaped from them who live in there, while they promise them liberty. They themselves are the servants of corruption, for of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein, and overcome the latter in his worth with them the beginning, for it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it, they turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it is happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is returned to his own vomit again, and the soul that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. 2 Peter chapter 3. This second epistle, beloved, I knew right unto you, and both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that thou shalt come in the last day, scoffers, walking after their own lust, and seeing where is the promise of the coming, that since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they are willing, ignorant of, and by the will of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the waters in the waters, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with waters perished, both the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment, the perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men can't count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and shall be bound up. Seeing them that all these things shall be dissolved. What manner of person ought ye to be at all holy conversation and godliness, looking far and hasting into coming of the day wherein the heaven being on fire shall be dissolved and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we according to his promise look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness, while far below seen that ye look for such things be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blemish, and account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also according to the wisdom, even unto him hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which all some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scripture, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things, therefore beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Amen. 1 John chapter 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our own eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and thy witness, I show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us, that which we have seen and heard declare, that unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and through the fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If you say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. 1 John chapter 2. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation of our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him, and we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth the word, and him verily is the love of God perfected, hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him himself also to walk even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have had from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even unto now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for your name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Christ shall come, even now as thou
mini Antichrist, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they are not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, and they that might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have an intact unction from the Holy One, that ye know all things. I have not written unto you, because ye know not the truth, but because ye know not, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is an Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have had from the beginning. If that which ye have had from the beginning shall remain in you, ye shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye may not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, ye may have confidence, and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. 1 John chapter 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doeth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know now that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath his hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And ye shall know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Like Jesus, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil. He that committeth sin is of the devil, And the devil committed sin from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God, do not commit sin, for his sin remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this, children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, to slay his brother. And wherefore slew him not? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brother, if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death into light because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brethren abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye have that no murderer hath entered life, abiding in him, eternal life, none. Whereby perceive we the love, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, who dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And whereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our fathers before him. Our heart condemneth God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whosoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandment and do these things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is the commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, our love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandment dwelleth on him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Whereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come into the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist. Well, we have heard that if it should come, and even now, every day already is it in the world. And ye are God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Then they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world hear them. We are of God, he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth, the spirit of error. God, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth his born of God, I knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God. For God is love. In this was manifest the love of God toward us. Because that God sent his only begotten into the world that we might live through him. Wherein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God has loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Whereby now know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit, and we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God had to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in our love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He feared is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If any man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. And he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he loved God whom he had not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loved God love his brother also. 1 John chapter 5. Whosoever believeth that Jesus the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begot loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Oh, Eve in our faith, who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? That is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. And thou three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, and the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And these three again agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. But this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of the Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. That hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire. If any man see his brother in sin, a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life. For them that sin not unto death, that there is a sin unto death, I do not say that I shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. And we know that we are of God. The whole world lieth in weakness, and we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding, and we may know him that is true, and we are in him. Shall that is true, him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. Amen. That's going to conclude the reading, praise God, out of 1 John chapter 5. That's the completion of that. 1 John. So praise God, when we come back on tomorrow, we're going to read, pick up on 2 John to continue reading the Word of God. Once again, we want to thank you for joining us on today.
Jesus loves you. And once again, as always, we definitely give God praise, honor, and glory as we acknowledge that we love you as well. God bless you. Have a pleasant evening. Amen.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
There just ain't one weapon, no. though they've said I net a trap, I want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
It just ain't working.